This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Thank you again for being with us every Sunday. Sports on a Sunday morning right here on KMOX. We're joined by Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, John Mozeliak, live from Busch Stadium. Mo, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Tom.
It's always good to visit with you. I did want, before we talk about your club and what you're facing here today, to talk about your great friend, mentor in many ways, Walt Jocketty, who passed away yesterday at the age of 74. We're very sorry. Well, we loved Walt, and I know that you did as well.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, he and I worked very closely for over a decade together. And, you know, when I reflect back on our time together, it was something that, you know, certainly brings a smile to my face. As you can imagine, we had a lot of success on the baseball field. We had a lot of fun off the field. And from a friendship standpoint, it was something that we grew very close together as we traversed throughout the Major League and Minor League Baseball. But as I was, like, really thinking about it, once I learned of his passing, I, you know, certainly felt like it was a blessing. He had been sick. Life, in terms of being normal, was getting harder and harder. And you know, he's a great guy. He was a great man to baseball, and he will certainly have an incredible legacy that he left not only in St. Louis, but on the game of baseball, and he'll be missed.
How did the two of you meet?
We were together in Colorado. Mm-hmm. So he was the assistant GM with the Rockies, and I was just a young guy doing a lot of different things for the Colorado Rockies. And when he became the GM here, obviously there was that work stoppage between 94 and 95. And then as he was, like, building his team out, front office here in St. Louis, he reached out to me when I was with the Rockies and offered me a position in their scouting department. And that was in June of 95. And then ultimately my first day here was November 1st of 95. So knew him a little bit from Colorado years. And then obviously we grew very close here in St. Louis.
Yes, you did. And there was a lot happening at that time when you started and he had already hit the ground running. There was a lot to accomplish here in St. Louis. The ownership had taken hold. Tony La Russa was now involved. It was a lot of anticipation, but a lot of moving parts, weren't there, to get this team back on track?
Yeah, I think obviously a very aggressive offseason from 95 to 96 with obviously adding Tony La Russa as manager, but also, you know, revamping the roster. And then I think, you know, under Bill's tutelage, he was, or ownership, he was someone that, you know, aggressively wanted us to rebuild the farm system, wanted us to try to find ways to be successful at the major league level. So, you know, he gave Walt and the ability to add. And I think when you really look back at this time, obviously 96 was a magical year. for the organization because we came very close to getting to the World Series. But then I think the acquisition of Mark McGwire and what he ended up doing for not just the city of St. Louis, but also the game of baseball was really instrumental in reviving St. Louis baseball here in St. Louis. So that was incredible. And then, you know, obviously the acquisition of Scott Rolen, the emergence of Albert Pujols, there were a lot of things that were really, you know, pointing this franchise in an upper trajectory. And, you know, Bill was aggressive with payroll at that time, and we were really pushing to find ways to win. And, you know, 2004 may have been the best team I was ever a part of. And, you know, we came up short in the World Series, but it was an incredible ride. And then 2005, another successful run. And then, you know, actually 2006 was one of the years where we just never really kind of found our gear until we actually got to the postseason. And then we did. And then we won the World Series. So, you know, you think back to that time, and that really was a renaissance period from 97 on to really establishing the Cardinals as, you know, one of the premier franchises in baseball.
You had been together for a decade at that point, a little over a decade, as you mentioned. He was taken from the Rockies to join this franchise, a great franchise, and you had jumped right in, and the two of you had that great run together. What was that like when it was finally over in 06 after all of that together to share that moment?
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Oh, it was special. I mean, like, I always feel like when you talk about winning a world championship, like to be a part of it, it's what you spend your entire like adult life working towards, is to actually do that. But the moment you do it, it's also very fleeting, because this business, it never stops. You're not a player. You don't get 3 weeks or 3 months off to reset. When you work in the front office, it's just this perpetual grind. And, you know, I remember, like, you know, after we won in 06, it's, you know, what can we do to prepare ourselves for 07? It's always moving. And the same thing happened to me personally after 11. So it's a lot of stress, actually. And it's, you know, but from just a relationship standpoint, Walt and I, we experienced some incredible highs, a few lows, but mostly highs.
And then finally, on Walt, what do you take from him in your heart? What do you carry on? What did he teach you?
Well, he taught me a lot. I mean, it may be hard to sum up here in 30 seconds, but what I would say is the one thing I always admired about Walt was he was just so likable. Like, everybody was his friend, and just universally respected and appreciated. And, you know, I feel like just blessed that I could call him a friend. And his impact, again, on me personally is something that I'll always be grateful for. And, you know, frankly, I just need to always remind myself of the gratitude for that.
Thank you for those words. I appreciate it. And we certainly send our condolences to everyone, the Jocketty family and our Cardinals family. John, a star that you acquired, Nolan Arenado, came through with a big wallop yesterday. I mean, that was special. I will say this about the Cardinals, and I've said this over and over. They're not perfect by any means, but I'll tell you what, you talk about likable. That's a likable bunch in that dugout right now. They're entertaining.
Yeah, I think obviously our season could look a lot different if we had even like kind of marginal success on the road. So, you know, there's always like a storyline or a narrative when you're not winning. And that's something that we're just trying to work through, because on any given night, it might look a little differently, whether you're hitting, maybe something falters in the bullpen. But for the most part, we're starting to find ways to be more consistent. And we've lost a lot of tough, close games, and that's a good sign. And so, you know, hopefully we're going back on the road, which might be scary to our fan base, but unfortunately, we have to do that. And so, you know, we got to figure out ways to win on the road, and we can't run from that. We got to make adjustments, and hopefully, we can find that right combination in the bullpen that gives us that you know, consistent success.
How is Ivan Herrera? I know I ask you this every week, but are we continuing to see improvement there?
We are. I'm encouraged. It wouldn't surprise me if he's not out on a rehab assignment by the end of the week. So things are progressing well for him. It's definitely moving quicker than maybe even I anticipated, which is encouraging. And so fingers crossed he'll be joining our club in short order.
Appreciate your time very much. You acknowledge the bullpen and trying to see how that works out for you here moving forward, finding the right combination. I wish you the best as you head on the road, and I can't explain it either. I don't know, but I know the facts. You're 10-4 at home, and you go for a sweep today against the Milwaukee Brewers.
That is the facts right now. So, yeah, hopefully we can have a good day today, but, you know, figure out some things on the road. We play 81 of them, so I assume we're going to win a few more.
Thank you for your words about Walt Jocketty. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you. John Mozeliak with us on KMOX, Cardinals President of Baseball Operations. Very kind to join us. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the Cardinals and more with Bernie Miklas. That's next. And, by the way, Bernie's take on Game 4, which is about to start at Enterprise Center. They're about a half hour or so away from that. You're listening to Sports on a Sunday morning from the Stiefel Sports Studio.